We have just discussed very briefly Krishna's Dhanakeli Leela, where he would forcibly steal the love of Sri Radharani, the Sakis, the Gopis, in the form of their butter and yogurt at Dangati. And it is explained here, the Sakis, Sri Radharani's associates, they caught Krishna very unexpectedly. Hundreds and hundreds of them came to this place, and as Krishna was passing through with a few of his friends, they captured him. They tied their sika and hair to the stones in Govardhan Hill so they couldn't move. And then they explained that you have stole so much yogurt and butter in the name of this bogus taxing from us. You are taxing us, but in actuality, you are not the king of Vraja, but Srimati Radharani is the queen of Vraja. So therefore, now you must pay back with interest all of the taxes that you have stolen. And Krishna said, but I have nothing. I'm just a cowherd boy with my friends. So in order to atone and beg forgiveness for the taxes that the Lord collected, he came to this place, and here Srimati Radharani was sitting on a beautiful throne, and Krishna placed his head at the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika Rani. Sri Radharani ki jai! This place is called Dhanivarathana Kund, which means the place in which the taxes were refunded. And forgiven.
Hitai go Premanandi.